Welcome everybody. Shir number 1247. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Bli Shadoiv. Ben Rav Aaron Zisa Lilu Nishmas Bli Mabas Rav Moshe. And the Rafua Shalimir Ful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so we were talking about last Shir in reference to schlepping heavy items indoors. We spoke about outdoors. Now, what about indoors? So, Lamaisa, we came out that the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat brings down the many Achroinim. I saw these, Aruch HaSholchan is Machmir, Rav Nissen Karel, it's in the Chut HaShani, Machmir. So, you have quite a number of Achroinim that were Machmir. But Lamaisa, it's Lamaisa and Mishabura pretty much said straight out in the Sharet Zion. There is what to rely on hard ground, as long as you're living in a city whereby all the floors are hard. So in conjunction with that, so Lamaisa comes out into Machloikis, but many Achranim say one should be careful. So he brings down on page, does it say for Shabbos B'Shabbat in page Shin Tez Zayin, Ois Yud Aleph, and therefore he says, like we've been talking about, somebody has to schlep a couch, heavy couch, right, whether it's indoors or in the alleyway or whatever the case is. And they have to schlep or whatever, it's hard to pick up. So he says, one, if it's possible, two people should pick it up, and then we're talking about, of course, where you could carry, it's preferable that two people should pick it up and not to schlep it on the floor, because this type of thing, you know, is secretion whereby it's going to make holes in the ground. And he says also another thing in reference to a door. So like we said last time, we spoke about it, somebody has a very heavy door, even indoors, and it scratches the ground every time you open and close, preferably, to pick it up a little, it shouldn't scratch on the floor, to cover, most achrayim, which are machmir, even on hard surfaces, like pavement, right, marble floors, tile floors or whatever, which usually in the house, people won't be schlepping these things, but it could come up outside where there's an Erev in the backyard, in the alleyway, and so on. And these heavy, heavy things, one should be careful to pick them up. In case not, you do have the Mishabura to rely on. Okay, so we spoke about last time with the baby carriages. We said going outside, even on dirt ground, is not a problem. Just reviewing, we spoke about last time, he brings down on page Shin Yud Ches, does it say for Shabbos B'Shabbat, in reference to sit on a chair, right? Mutaleshev B'Shabbos al Gabi Savsal, Hoemed al Gabi Karka, now it's on the ground. Af Boifin Shiesh P'Sekriyesh Shalidei, in other words, when a person sits on the chair, automatically the four legs will be pushing into the ground and making four holes. So he says it's also not a problem. And the reason is because we have to understand that so he says that mitam haheter al piyam of orleil. He says the chol she'en amazes often mimakami. As long as you're not moving the dirt. Interesting way of looking at it. When you make a groove, you make a hole in the ground. As long as you're not moving the dirt here, moving it here back and forth. El koyvish v'dirt. It's like we said last time. You're just pressing it down. V'nasim mukamim namach. Right. You push it lower. You're pushing the dirt lower. Ein zevachlal chayrish emuta. This is not chayrish. It's an important thing that the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat is bringing down. That this is not considered chayrish. Chayrish means mazes offer. You're moving the dirt. You move it to the right, to the left, or whatever the case is. That's called digging. That's called making a groove. That's called making a hole. But pushing it down, making it lower, that is not chayrish. It's an interesting concept. The way he explains it, so he says the same thing. For mitam zem, a person goes like with a cane. Let's say an older person goes with a cane. They're going on a dirt place, on a dirt ground. So maybe they can't have the cane. Every time they push down, they lean on the cane. They're making a hole. So the same thing. So it's older person would be allowed to go with a cane. L'shtamish by b'shabbos on a dirt ground. They're walking in the country on a dirt ground or whatever. Every time they push on the floor, they make a hole. 1 second, maybe they can't go. Avil b'makim karkalim. He says afkesh sheyesh b'sekreish shekavish. Even though the person, so he says, mitam zeh is mutter. It would be mutter for an older person or anybody to go with a cane, even though they're pushing down every time they stick the cane, it pushes down the dirt and it makes a hole. But it's not a problem because again, it's pushing down. It's not mazes ofer mimkami. It's not moving it, you know, side to side. What is the issue? Pushing it down is not a problem. So it's an important point to keep in mind. Now he just goes on to say, now going on the other way, what about moving the ground? Let's say somebody has a table. We talk about schlepping the table, but let's say somebody has a table and they just want to, straighten out the table, and they start schlepping it, moving it back, shaking it back and forth. So that could be already problematic. He says a chair, or somebody sits on a chair in the ground. So you're sitting on a dirt ground. So when you sit down and the four legs push in, so that's one thing. So let's say the chair is a little bit shaky, so a person starts shaking the chair back and forth, and it's on a dirt ground. So now you're moving already the dirt back and forth. So he says, so that you have to be careful. That's what we spoke about in the Shulchan Aruch with the barrel. Somebody is like arranging a barrel. They're not so much schlepping it, but they're like moving it back and forth. So if a person's chair is a little wobbly, so they're going to start moving the chair back and forth, and they're going to start digging up the dirt with the legs of it. So now you're moving the dirt back and forth. So that's already running into a problem, whereby if you just sit down, you're pushing the dirt into the ground. You're making four holes, but you're pressing it down. That's not the problem. The problem is moving it, shaking it back and forth to get it straight. V'yamdu ala yovet should like sit straight, or the table should sit straight. So these type of things would be a problem. So when a person does all these type of things, just you have to keep in mind, are you pushing the dirt down, which is not chayresh, like he explains, or are you sort of like moving it side to side, right? If I schlep a heavy item on the ground, I'm making the groove, I'm moving the dirt side to side. On both sides you have dirt, but pushing down dirt is not a problem. Side to side, that's when you have the problem, like digging up the dirt, right? So that's the same thing. Anytime you're like adjusting something on the ground, now dirt is going to the right and to the left, that's when you have the problem of chayresh. Pushing down the dirt, that is not the problem of chayresh. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, like with the table. He brings on afterwards also in reference to the chair. Sometimes it's shaking the chair, like all these different things. Like we said, it's wobbly, it's shaking, because when you're on a dirt ground, you have to understand it's not always straight. So if a person's sitting in a chair, let's say a person's sitting in the sukkah, for example, just an example, you're sitting in the sukkah and it's on a dirt ground, right? So just sitting down, fine, that's not a problem. But now the chair is not straight, right? It's wobbly or whatever because it's on a dirt ground, so that you have to be careful, start moving it to move the chair, you pick it up, that's fine. But to start rearranging it on the ground itself, that's where you have the problem. Just sitting on it is not the problem. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. It could come up on sukkahs, it could come up if people sit in the backyard, right on dirt, and many various different type of things. On Shabbos, people go, whatever it is, outside, upstate, people, warmer weather, people are outside. On Sukkot, a lot of times you're sitting on a dirt ground, and these things come up constantly. Table, maybe not so much, but on chairs, for sure. People sit outside. You're not always sitting on a pavement ground or a wood, porch or whatever. Many times you're sitting on dirt. So just to sit is not a problem. But start shaking it back, moving it, readjusting the chair while it's scraping against the ground and a dirt ground, that's where you're running into a problem. So a person has to keep these things in mind. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch HaKol Tov.